This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. And in case you're just now joining us, we've covered a lot on the show so far, to put it mildly. But now we're digging into actually the company, Tractor Supply. We'll get to some emails this hour, having kids, the fiscal crisis, all that is coming. But some guy emailed in because the company, Tractor Supply, has gone full-blown commie Marxist garbage. You should stop spending money there. How does that happen, though? Look, if how many of us, you, me, how many of us were surprised that Starbucks went hard left? And who was surprised by that? Doesn't it kind of fit with the Starbucks brand? Coffee shops, and I love coffee, and I'll go in coffee shops. I'm not indicting them, but aren't they just kind of lefty hippie environments anyway? Let me sit down with my laptop and act like I'm writing my next novel or something like that. They were always, no one was shocked that Starbucks went left. But how does it happen to a company like Tractor Supply? Well, remember what communism is, first and foremost. It is a religion of destruction and domination. Destruction and domination. Let's focus on actually the back one first, domination. The communist has never and will never seek to live in harmony with his fellow man. The communist has to dominate, has to control, has to own his fellow man. He has always been this way. Whatever form he has taken, he has been this way. That's why, hey, the vaccine wasn't just for you. You have to get it too. Well, wait a minute. Why do I have to get it? If you think it protects you, you have to get it or grandma will die. Wait, hold on. How does me getting it? It's in them. They can't help it. You've known people like this, even ones you don't consider are dirty commies. Everyone has known someone like this in their life, a woman in their life somehow, some way. You know that stewardess? The stewardess who was nasty during COVID. Pull your mask up. I caught you eating peanuts. That's a human being who needs control. So full of angst and anger, has to have everything in control. Well, that's how the communist thinks, domination. I've used the example before. Here it is again. If we were in a war for 100 islands and the communist won 99 of them and the war was over, he wouldn't even be slightly happy. That one island, how do I not have that too? That's how he thinks. If you won 99 islands out of 100, you'd be thrilled. I'd be thrilled. Hey, we did great. We dominated. That's not how the communist thinks. All right? That's the domination part. Now the destruction part. Let's explain this in a way. Well, how they look at it. This is how they look at it. For you, for me, it's just demonic and evil. You're trying to take everything that is good, everything man has built, all this civilization, and you're trying to tear it all apart. And that is what they're trying to do. But for these people, they are so not only indoctrinated in our schools, our media, our movies, they're so full of bitterness inside of them that they feel as if they're doing good. They feel like they're on a mission for good as they destroy everything around them. They feel, I know this is crazy, they feel like the good guys. Pol Pot killed 25% of his own country in 4 years. That percentage-wise makes him the deadliest human being in the history of the planet. Stalin, Mao, Hitler, none of them compared to that number. And Pol Pot is an old man. Look, I'm not even an old man. I'll tell you something about me. When I'm 42 already, and don't get me wrong, I'm very happy with my life. I'm very blessed. I've been very, very blessed. I still look back now at 42 at things I did when I was younger, and I have regrets. I wish I hadn't done that. I wish I hadn't said that. Man, if I had to do that over again, I would do it over again. They asked the guy who murdered 25% of his own countrymen when he was an old man in his 70s if he had any regrets. And he, I'm paraphrasing, essentially said, not at all. I'm not a violent man. No regrets. They think they're the good guy. So how does this turn into Tractor Supply? Well, remember, the communist is always fighting a revolution. I've played her a couple times already on the show, but I need you to hear it again. So this lady works for the State Department. Zakiya Carr Johnson is her name. I'm only playing her a bunch today because it's fresh in the news, and she really lays it out well. For this hag, when she gets in there to destroy, to dismantle in her mind, she's dismantling evil. She's attacking evil systems. Now, she's wrong. She's crazy, and she's a demon. But this woman thinks when she goes to work and she tries to destroy something, she thinks she's the good guy.
We live and work within systems, and those systems are so deeply rooted in patriarchy, in colonialism, in racism, in otherism. You know, the culture of misogyny has allowed men to act without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal. And that in order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure at every juncture.
At every juncture. For her, everything you see. You look around and you might see something in a totally different way than she does. So let's make it about the Tractor Supply Company. You look at Tractor Supply. I look at Tractor Supply, and I don't have intimate knowledge of Tractor Supply, but I've been in one. I've been in several. You go in, you buy some feed. I actually got a pair of work boots in there once. It's just a company selling really outdoor supplies, farming supplies, ranch supplies. That's how I looked at it. Every time I drove by it, nothing occurred to me about Tractor Supply except, wow, that's a company. Do I need anything from there? That's how I looked at it. That's probably how you look at it. That's not at all the way the communist looks at things. Not at all. You drove by Tractor Supply and you saw horse feed. She drove by Tractor Supply and she saw something that has to be dismantled. How does this happen? Well, it happens now, not just in the streets we could have dealt with. Now it happens at the elites because that way of thinking. Remember, these people, that woman, I actually don't know. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Look up the education history of Zakiya Carr Johnson. Guarantee you she's highly educated. Oh, it'll come up. Chris, do some research. Put some effort in. Anyway, now our highly educated people, our graduates from Harvard, Stanford, Yale, Columbia, NYU, our most elite institutions, elite universities. They're not graduating the sharpest, smartest young minds, the most ambitious. Now that these universities have themselves been captured by the communists, they're graduating perfected communists. And here is where we run into a problem. You have a company like Tractor Supply. But this applies to so many companies. The NFL. Why does the NFL keep doing Black Lives Matter stuff? Why all the Pride Night stuff at Major League Baseball? Why all the... Because these major corporations, when they go shopping for talent, they're always shopping for talent. Well, you do what you would traditionally do. I want to go see what Harvard's got this year. Let's go look at the new crop of recruits from Harvard, and let's find somebody graduating from Harvard, and we'll bring him in. We'll bring her in, and she'll head up our HR department. And so, of course, she's going to be super sharp, right? She went to Harvard. But she's not super sharp. See, she's super indoctrinated. She's a dirty communist. and she's not coming to your company, Tractor Supply, the NFL, whatever it may be. She's not coming to your company to bring sharp new ideas and teach you how to make more money, help you make more money, help you treat customers right, treat your shareholders right. She doesn't even share those notions at all. She is coming into your company like a parasite to blood suck it dry because, again, it needs to be, in her mind, dismantled.
We live and work within systems, and those systems are so deeply rooted in patriarchy, in colonialism, in racism, in otherism. You know, the culture of misogyny has allowed men to act without consequence, and it becomes part of what we believe is normal. And that in order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure at every juncture. But how do you do that and appear to be a get-along person? Or
you thought you were hiring that sharp new college grad for your C-suite at Tractor Supply? What you did is you brought in a brain tumor. And if you allow it to remain there for long enough, it will grow and grow and grow until it's inoperable and terminal. That's what's happened in corporate America. That's what happens with companies like Tractor Supply and others. Remember that. All right, we're going to get to some more of these emails. And having kids in the fiscal crisis. Let's also get to this. Pain. No fun, is it? No fun at all. It's no fun to live with pain. It's awful. We hate it. Nagging pain is always the worst, too. It's worse than stubbing your toe. My back hurts all the time. My shoulder hurts all the time. My neck. But we don't have to live with it. You don't have to sacrifice nights of sleep. You don't have to sacrifice your mood. You don't have to, and you don't have to trash your body either. Try Relief Factor. Natural ingredients. Are you holding back from doing some things because of the pain? I don't want to golf. My hand's bothering me. 3 weeks. Give me 3 weeks with Relief Factor. You take it every day and tell me how you feel. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Something from Business Insider. Quote, people say you'll regret not having kids. I don't, but I wish I'd done something special to honor my decision. Look, everyone isn't supposed to have kids. Some people can have kids. Maybe you're struggling with that. Maybe you, your husband, your wife, maybe you've been struggling with that. Not everyone is supposed to have kids. Not everyone's supposed to get married. That's a ridiculous lie that we put on people. Some people can't find somebody. A lot of people can't find somebody right now, especially in this crazy society. The poor dimes can't find a dude who doesn't dye his hair pink. And the dudes can't find a woman who doesn't have a bunch of pits in her face and everything else. So it's tough. But just know that society itself, our society, hates children. They do. That's why they love abortion so much. It's a big reason they love abortion. Innocent children to them are a burden. So if you feel like it's your calling, and if you find somebody who's worth marrying, make friends. Then get married and make a bunch of babies. All right? Make a bunch of babies. Unless, of course, you are going to have kids like mine. You see, this morning, I said very clearly, the boys had finished their workouts, and I said, does anyone want any bacon? Does anyone want any bacon? No, I'm not in the mood. No, I don't want any bacon. I said, you're sure you don't want any bacon? No, Dad, I'm sure. No, I'm full. No, I already had this. I already had that. No, I'm sure. Okay. So I made 3 pieces of bacon, enough for my bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich. And I make the bacon, and I put it on a plate with a little paper towel, soak up some of that grease, set it to the side. I get ready to drop my eggs in. When I turn around to form my sandwich, do you think my bacon was still sitting there? No, it wasn't. And this is after I already threatened them with physical violence, and they still did it. And then when I started yelling, I could hear them snickering behind my back over in the living room like they don't take me seriously. don't have kids. Jesse, if 62% of Americans believe in deportation, does that mean that 38% of Americans are not on chalk? He said his name is Russ. That's exactly what that means, Russ. You see, men, women, we're going to have to be strong when it comes to deportation. I know Trump is out there saying this, and again, this is the right thing to say.
And on day one, we will begin the largest domestic deportation operation in American history.
It's the right thing to say. It's the right plan. It's the only path forward for the country. You cannot import this many barbarians and continue to have a country. You can't. We won't survive it. Electorally alone, all these people are going to have kids. They're all going to have a lot of kids, and they're all going to register to vote, and all their kids are going to be American citizens, and we are simply going to get voted out of every single office everywhere. Mass deportation, I cannot stress this enough, must happen. Must happen. No more wimping out. No more. Well, the media was mean. Mass deportation must happen or America ends. In order to do that, we are going to need two things. We are going to need Trump to stand tall and strong like a rock. And we, the American people, are going to have to be strong enough to see ugly video, ugly pictures. The same population that ran around with masks on, double and triple boosting themselves, that's the population that's going to have to withstand a propaganda effort from the Democrats, from the media, from the education system. They'll be making Hollywood movies about it. If a mass deportation program begins, you will see a propaganda effort against it that will equal or exceed the COVID propaganda. I know that sounds crazy, but the communists who hate this country are committed all the way to illegal immigration, because just like debt, that's the two things that can end a nation of any size, debt and illegal immigration. We are currently heaping on mountains of both of those things. Illegal immigration is a central part of the communist plan. So if Trump actually starts mass deportations, if you don't want him to cave, you and me had better be standing shoulder to shoulder and strong and loud about it, because I'm telling you, you thought it was bad when they had the quote kids in cages, which is a simple way of saying we were detaining people crossing the border and you can't put all the kids in with the adults because there's a bunch of really bad people, and there was basic separation of people coming in mass, and they were doing photo ops down at the border, media story after media story. Is this just like the Holocaust? Remember that? There's a Holocaust comparisons. Concentration camps, just like the Holocaust. And that was for basic detention at the border. Now, what do you think that looks like when the first, I was going to say million, forget that. When the first 10,000 get apprehended and get deported, how do you think that looks? And you expect to deport 10 million? 20 million? Oh, you better take your chalk now. Right now. In fact, male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks, it's not just important for you to take them. We have to find a way to disseminate these things to the entire American public, because the public is going to need to be made of a lot stronger stuff than it currently is. Otherwise, this feminized society of ours is going to be, I can't do any more deportations. I saw a kid crying. Do you want to avoid that? Go to chalk.com. Get yourself a male vitality stack, gentlemen. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days. Ladies, you're not left out. Female vitality stack. You want to be sharp, focused, clear, full of energy. Go see what they've got for you at Chalk. And remember, you can call or text them too. They will help you. And they're not just order takers over there. Go talk to one of the dimes at Chalk. The dimes are waiting by the phone. 50-CHALK-3000. 50-CHALK-3000, all right? The mass deportation, as I've said, I believe it's a pipe dream. I don't believe it'll happen. I don't believe the administration will stand strong, and I don't believe the American people will stand strong. And I am dying to be wrong. I pray that I'm wrong. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Speaking of immigration, I said there was a second thing that can end us, right? Let's do some more emails and talk about this debt. Ooh, hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Also, don't forget, this human being is an actual judge in the city of Atlanta.
Ma'am.
Take me where you want to take me.
I can't take
you. No,
I don't
take
have any
me.
Identification on
and I don't care. You don't need identification. You have locked people up. You have picked up dead bodies when you don't know who bodies it was,
ma'am.
But you picked them up.
Ma'am.
Take me where you need to take me.
I'm trying to.
No. Take me where you need to take me immediately, expeditiously.
You're preventing
take
that.
Me. I could give a take me where you want
to
take me.
So how do you want me to take you somewhere
now,
expeditiously?
Now. Take me where you want to take me.
This is the best part when she starts praying for him. And then I can't decide. She's about to get to the threat. You'll hear her. She starts praying for him. And then she says something to the effect of Jesus, I'm praying for him. And then she says, the last guy who did something I couldn't make it out was dead within 30 days. I don't know whether she was threatening him with her violence or maybe she thinks Jesus is coming down.
I pray for you.
Ma'am, I need your first
name
and last name,
I pray for
you,
sir.
Please.
Listen to me.
So I can book you in so you can go on with your day. So you can go on with your day.
Sir, the last person that ever tried me like this died 30 days later. I pray for you. And I pray for you. My God.
There's always some woman who can't handle her alcohol. Everyone knows them. Biden's fiscal crisis is far worse than we thought. You know what? I shouldn't make that just about women. I had a buddy who used to poop his pants. Did you know that? What, Chris? I can be honest about things that used to happen. Let me tell you a little story before we talk about the fiscal crisis. You know what? I'm not even going to read this article. It's screw it. The fiscal crisis is bad. That's boring. Let's talk about someone pooping his pants. So alcohol is one of those things many people struggle with. I have been honest with you. In the past, I have struggled with it. I thankfully am past all that, but alcohol is a struggle. Addiction is something that people struggle with. Drugs, alcohol, people get addicted to all kinds of things, but alcohol is one of the most prevalent ones. And if you're one of those people struggling, do remember, whatever you're struggling with, remember, if you're struggling, you're winning. It's when you stop struggling, it's when you quit, that's when you've lost. You're struggling? Good. Keep struggling, you'll win. All right, anyway. So on top of all the other problems that can come when you have an alcohol problem, I believe this is a chemical thing. I believe not every body is made the same. I'm certainly no doctor. I'm an idiot who went to community college, but different people are made up differently. If I get bit by a mosquito, I have a mosquito bite for a day and it goes away. If my wife gets bit by a mosquito with her fair little porcelain skin, she'll swell up like a dick. It looks like she got hit by a car. It's freaking horrible, right? Bodies are built differently. So I've always believed that when it comes to things, well, all foods, but alcohol in particular, there are some people whose bodies and minds, they should never have a drink ever, ever. And so we have a friend. This is a Marine Corps friend. And we started to notice right away that whenever he would have too much to drink, he would try to fight everybody, including his friends. And you'd be getting along with him fine. You'd be, if we were stuck in the barracks, maybe it was a bad storm or something like that. We'd be sitting around playing cards, watching TV, playing Madden on an Xbox or something, just trying to kill time. Everything's fine. And the next thing you know, he's got someone in a headlock and we're all having to pull him off. He would have a fighting problem. And then he had a pooping problem. This is not a one-off problem. He apparently, again, I don't understand. I don't understand how you can't know. But here's what happened one night. We were all, it was one of those nights. This was actually in Japan. We were deployed to Okinawa, Japan for 6 months. And when we were over there, we were going to do a bunch of different training and stuff. Well, typhoons, I don't know how common they are all the time there, but it felt like it was all the time for us. We had three or four big typhoons. A typhoon is just a hurricane, just another word for a hurricane. I believe it spins in the opposite direction, so that makes it a typhoon, not a hurricane. It's just a hurricane. But we had big ones, big ones. And whenever they were coming, they would get ready to lock the base down. So you had to run down to the PX, to the convenience store on base. You better load up on snacks, because if it's a typhoon, you're not going to be able to get to the chow hall. So you better load up on snacks. And guys, because it's the Marine Corps and it's tended to do stupid things, guys load up on beer all the time. Oh, let's get beer. And they try to limit everyone. Well, only a six pack per man. We just have guys staged out front going back and forth all day long. Six pack per man. Anyway, we would load up on food and beer. Hope we didn't lose power, and we try to do things to entertain ourselves, like flying the chem lights out the window in the hurricane, a bunch of very immature stuff, the stuff you don't want to do. But booze would always end up being a part of it. Had nothing else to do. We're sitting around, a bunch of young men, bored, start drinking. This one typhoon was really, really bad. You know what a big Connex box is? People know what Connex boxes are, those big steel-looking storage boxes. You see them everywhere, construction sites and things like that. Yeah, shipping containers, Chris. That's a good way to put it. I'm glad I thought of that. Not Jewish producer Chris. Anyway, these big shipping containers. We had them staged in our parking lot. This typhoon was so bad, it was carrying our Connex boxes across the parking lot, and there was stuff in them. I don't mean picking them up and throwing them, but it would lift them high enough on the ground, off the ground. It looked like they were on skates flying across the asphalt. That's how powerful these things were over there. And it's really bad, and we know we're not going anywhere for 24 hours. And so the guys, everyone starts drinking and being stupid. Just being stupid. My buddy disappears. He just disappears. Well, even though we were having a good time, we knew his past. And we immediately got concerned, because we were concerned he went outside. Other than that, we would have been mean to him and drew something inappropriate on his face when he passed out or something like that. Because the storm was so bad, we were worried that he, in his state, again, he didn't do well with booze. We were worried he went outside. So, hey, where is he? Oh, no, let's go start looking for him. So we start a search party in the middle of the night trying to find him. And you know how we found him? Oh, I just can't believe this is where we are. There was a trail of poop leading not to his room. You know, we were looking in his room. Obviously, that's the first place we looked. We never found it. No, not my room either, Chris. Thank you, Lord. It was not my room. Thank you, Jesus. Seriously, thank you for looking out that night. But he had been walking around in his shorts, I guess looking for his room, just pooping. Just walking up and down the hall pooping. And eventually found a room. We're assuming he never knew. We're assuming it was one that was unlocked. And after doing all that pooping, he just crawled right into somebody's rack, pulled the covers over him, and went to sleep. So alcohol is not great. And for a lot of people, it's really, really bad. And if that's you, I'm hoping that's not you. Maybe time to find a new vice. That's all I'm saying. Maybe time to find a new vice. I can't believe I told that story. That's awful. Did you hear what CNN said about 10 Commandments?
A Phoenix megachurch, the setting for a recent Donald Trump campaign rally. The same megachurch has partnered with the Trump-aligned political group Turning Point USA to educate students at this private school, Dream City Christian. Its website underscores a far-right Christian viewpoint, promising to combat morally bankrupt and liberal ideology, including critical race theory, evolutionism, and gender identification. And it's
listen to how they sell our beliefs. That's what we're up against. We got to win. All right. We have one more segment left. We are going to talk about a dream of mine. Maybe a dream of yours. A couple emails, then we'll check out. All right? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. If you miss me while I'm gone, which I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to be here tomorrow, but I meant overnight or something. If you miss me, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, let's do an email or two, but before we get to that and then headlines, I want to say I do have a dream, and I'm going to pull this off one day somehow, some way. George Gascon, he's the DA of LA, another one of these Soros DAs, turn all the murderers and rapists free. He's one of the pro-crime DAs. Well, his right-hand man was arrested for DUI. Of course, all these people, apparently the Atlanta judges and everyone else, they just get all liquored up and go driving around. He drops this one on the cop at the DUI stop. Quote, "You've pulled over the wrong person." I don't want to do that. No, why, Chris? No, I'm not going to get shot. I'll say it nicely. No, I won't say it nicely. I'll say it with authority. I don't want to get pulled over for DUI. I don't drink and drive or anything like that anyway. But I want to encounter somebody somewhere. And I just want the opportunity to just one time say, "Don't you know who I am?" That always comes off so well when these celebrities say that. "Don't you know who I am?" I feel like I could really pull that off well. "Dear loofah lover, I don't use a loofah. I said I used body wash. I admitted that one time, okay? Today's primary day, and we have zero candidates being challenged. Very disappointing. I've lived most of my life as a libertarian with a live and let live mentality. Since listening to you, I'm moving towards becoming an anti-communist. The other day we were talking about having to make enemies. As you know, this is very difficult for the vast majority of Christian conservatives. Any advice you could give folks would be appreciated. People need to wake up, get involved, no matter who it might make angry." He said, "I'm looking to run for town supervisor." Okay, well, let's talk about this idea, because it has been something that has really held the right back. The right is Christian-based. That doesn't mean everyone on the right is a Christian, but that's by far the biggest voting block of the right. Evangelicals, by a mile. By a mile, it's the biggest voting block on the right. And that's good. Okay, good. Good. Stand with that. Good thing. But there's Christianity, and then there's America's feminized Christianity. And this is what I mean. You see, people in this country, many, many, many people who go to church in this country, they believe that they're just supposed to live in peace with everybody, just do as you're told. Hey, sir, you have to be nice, of course, at all times. Nice. I'm sure it says that in the Bible, right? Didn't Jesus talk about nice? I swear it's in there. They never said that. Nothing about being nice. And you think that you're just supposed to keep your head down and your mouth shut and just kind of go through life. "Well, I don't want to make my liberal Aunt Peggy angry. That wouldn't be very Christian. I certainly don't want to stand up for my values and against her degeneracy." That's insane. And it's not even close to being biblical at all. We are surrounded by people who are after our children. They are after them actively. It's not as if they're stumbling into our kids. They are trying to take apart every good and decent thing. And I say we have an obligation to fight them with every ounce of our being. Enemies, I say you should make enemies, because that's something our pastor dropped on us a while ago. Just make sure you're, don't be mean to anybody. Certainly don't call anyone names, and live peacefully with everybody. Really? Are you supposed to live peacefully with demons? Is that what you read? These people are chopping children's penises off. These people are bringing rapists into the country. Did you hear about that 12-year-old girl in Houston? These two illegals picked her up and dragged her under a bridge for 2.5 hours. They're doing it on purpose. And you think you're supposed to live peacefully with those people? No, 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 no. You're my enemy. You're my mortal enemy. You're demonic. I don't want that for you. I hope you change your ways. But if you think I'm going to be nice to you or live peacefully with you while you turn the country I love into Sodom and Gomorrah, you've got another thing coming. We're going to fight. You and me, commies, we're going to fight. And we're going to keep fighting. And only one of us is going to win. We have to develop an aggressive mentality of power, love, and self-discipline. I feel like I read that somewhere. Oh, sorry. I realized that wasn't the turn the other cheek verse, but I don't know if you know, there are actually other verses in the Bible. Not that American pastors would know, but that's only one little verse. Did you know that? There are other verses, many, many others, about fighting. Fight for what's right. And speaking of this, remember, people are actually physically fighting as we speak. I'm not so sure WW3 isn't going to kick off in Israel at this point with the Hezbollah stuff. Remember, they're getting spit roasted from both sides. They're dealing with Hamas on the bottom, Hezbollah fully funded by Iran, and Hezbollah is a big boy military, big boy gear and everything. They're coming from the top. They got problems. IFCJ, the International Coalition of Christians and Jews, they are the organization that has been over there since, I mean, for a long time, but since October 7th, helping. Just been helping. Old people who had their homes blown up, helping them. Medical care, helping. Bomb shelters, bunkers. IFCJ is there. And all they ask for from any of us is to sign a pledge. Isn't that not the easiest thing in the world? Who can't sign a pledge? Go to supportifcj.org. Sign the pledge. Supportifcj.org. All right?
And now...
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Hunter Biden's D.C. law license suspended after felony convictions. I can't believe the guy still had a law license. Only after the felony convictions, not after the endless pictures and the cocaine and meth and hookers and everything else. Only after the latest thing. That was a bridge too far. You know what, Hunter? You can't practice law anymore. Scoop, 16 Nobel economists see a Trump inflation bomb. A Trump inflation bomb. Inflation has been created by every single president in my lifetime, and it's not going to be fixed by one either. And the morons at Nobel should know that too. Top secret U.S. aquatic drone weapon, Manta Ray, is spotted on Google Maps for all to see. The only reason I read that is I think it's so freaking cool we have a weapon called the Manta Ray. New York Dems slam squad members' profanity-laced tirade at a rant with AOC. Unhinged. Yeah, the Democrats in New York, the Democrats federally, they're taking out Jamal Bowman. Jamal Bowman's not going to be in Congress anymore. Poor barbarian just couldn't cook fast enough. Experts are asking whether milk is racist and taxpayer-funded project. Yeah, milk being racist. Remember, in the end, the idea is just to destroy everything, all your happiness, all your food, all your everything. Feds probe Eric Adams' use of private email server, missing emails, and trips to China. The feds aren't probing Eric Adams for private email server and missing things, missing emails and trips to China. They're probing Eric Adams because he insulted Joe Biden publicly. That's why. We'll do this again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.